Hello, and welcome to Diaries of a Polyglot. I'm your host, Nalani Supernova. This podcast is a space for stories about language, music, culture, and the moments that shape who we are. Whether you're just starting to learn a new language, grew up speaking many, or you're just curious about how words can connect us across borders, this is for you. Each episode is filled with personal reflections, music, and conversations from life as a multilingual traveler and storyteller. But before we go anywhere together, it's only right that I start with how I got here. Growing up, international travel wasn't always in the cards, but curiosity, that was an overstuffed carry-on I always had packed just in case. I traveled through books, through music, through late-night reruns that made you want to fly across the world and eat everything Anthony Bourdain ever ate twice. Our apartment was always alive with sound. Music drifted in like weather, sometimes warm and familiar, other times foreign and electric, but always there. I'd close my eyes and follow the rhythm, imagining life in the places the music came from, what people ate, how they spoke, the stories their languages carried, and how art sounded when it wore a different accent. Even before I ever boarded a plane, language had already begun shaping how I saw the world. See, I'm Ghanaian American by heritage, but I also grew up with my chosen family, a Puerto Rican household I grew up in alongside my childhood friend. Her abuela wasn't mine by blood, but she became a grandmother to me in every way that mattered. She didn't speak much English, but we always found ways to understand each other. Spanish became more than a language. It became a part of how I ate, how I danced, how I connected. It lived in the kitchen where salsa played when we cooked, and in the dramatic and can't-miss telenovelas we watched every night. So by the time I finally made it to Ghana, I already knew what it meant to live between languages. But being there, trying to connect with my Ghanaian roots, brought a new kind of reckoning. As an American in Ghana, I often felt like I was standing between two doors, not fully stepping through either one. A familiar feeling for anyone who lives between cultures. I started learning Twi, the local language. It wasn't easy, but it changed everything. All of a sudden, I wasn't just the American visiting Ghana, I became the Ghanaian living in America. And that effort, it opened doors and it sparked conversations and connections. That was the first spark. But the story doesn't stop there. Backtracking a little, before Ghana, before language apps, as a kid, I was teased for how I looked, how I spoke, for being different. So I started shrinking myself. I hid my culture, I stopped speaking Twi just to blend in, and somewhere along the way, it slipped away. So years later, relearning it has become more than just a steady habit. It has been healing, and it's helping me reclaim a part of myself I didn't realize I had lost. Then came the second spark. A moment we all remember when the world slowed down. We were isolated, anxious, scared, trying to hold on to something. And so I made a quiet promise to myself. If I make it through this, I'm going to Brazil. At the time, I didn't speak a word of Portuguese, but I dove in one phrase at a time. I taught myself the language during lockdown, and eventually, I went. I lived there, I ate well, I danced, I struggled, I grew, I met one of my best friends, and I fell hard for the language, the culture, and the people. Portuguese, specifically Brazilian Portuguese, taught me that fluency isn't about perfection. It's about showing up. It's about listening, laughing at your own mistakes, choosing connection over comfort, and learning to be okay with being the last one to get the joke. Since then, I've kept going. I'm rediscovering French, a language I first learned back in school in Ghana. I didn't stick with it long then, but coming back to it now, it's like trying food you swore off as a kid, only to realize as an adult, you actually love it and can't imagine life without it. And then there's Italian. L'italiano feels like a love letter. It's soft, lyrical, a little flirty, and just the right kind of drama, and I'm here for it. And every now and then, I play around with Chinese just for the joy of stretching my brain in new directions. Each language has its own rhythm, its own personality, and each one has revealed a new side of me. All of that, every misstep, every memory, every breakthrough led to this podcast. Diaries of a Polyglot is the product of years of learning, listening, and living across cultures. It's a space for storytelling, music, and honest conversations about what it means to belong to a place, a language, or even just to yourself. With every language, I found new ways to see the world. With every culture, I've learned something about who I am and who I want to be. This podcast is for anyone who's ever felt in between, or inspired, or just tired of relying solely on Google Translate. My goal is simple: to inspire you to start or keep going on your own language journey, because it's never just about grammar or vocabulary lists. It's about curiosity, empathy, and becoming. To go with this episode, I've curated a playlist called Languages I Lived In. Each song comes from the languages that shape my story, tied to a memory, a turning point, a piece of me I met along the way. The link's in the show notes, and if this episode made you feel seen, inspired, or a little more curious, leave a high rating. It helps others find their way here too. Follow Dop the Pod, that is DOPTHEPOD, same name, every platform, and be sure to subscribe while you're at it. In the next episode, we're diving into music and memory, how sound helps us feel, remember, and connect across cultures. Thank you for being here. And until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep honoring the languages that shape who you are. Ciao.